Today's episode is brought to you by Clorox. When it counts, trust Clorox.
Hey, Rachel, we're about to start the show. What are you doing?
I'm busy here, guys. Hold on.
Oh, boy.
Wow, looks like somebody got the Clorox out.
Yes. Well, obviously, I trust Clorox. I know I can count on Clorox disinfecting products to give myself and my family the best home we deserve. And trust me, guys, nowadays, I just feel like I go from one side of the apartment to the other with wipe and bleach in hand. I think it's the best way for me to keep this apartment 99.9% germ-free. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And by the way, I have to state something for the record. I'm about to join the vieja bata frenzy because I get it now. I get it why they wear batas. You need those deep pockets to put, you know, the tissues, the wipes, everything you need to whip out like a super mama. You know what I'm saying? That's why I need a deep pocket so I can put my cleaning materials in the pocket.
Ah, well, what are your mixing methods in terms of Clorox and water when you do your cleaning?
I'm so glad you asked, Frank. All you have to do is mix a 1/3 cup of Clorox regular bleach with 1 gallon of water. And when used as directed on hard non-porous surfaces, it kills 99% of the germs and bacteria on a variety of surfaces.
That's amazing.
Wow.
Amazing.
Yes,
a lot of germs. Amanda.
I know I can count on Clorox disinfecting products to give myself and my family the best home we deserve.
Dad, you're making me want to clean now, girl.
Well, Jamie, when it counts, trust Clorox.
Mi gente, tu pana, Luis Guzmán. Listen, now, I know that we all want to have some fun and enjoy some time with family and friends, but right now, having fun comes with responsibilities because we are in the middle of a pandemic. It's not that hard, mi gente. Mira, wear a mask, practice social distancing, and get tested for COVID-19 often. You could have COVID-19 with no symptoms, but guess what? You could still transmit it to the people you love. The COVID-19 test in New York City is safe, confidential, and at no cost to you through NYC Test and Trace Corps. For a test center near you, you can go and visit nyc.gov/COVID test or call 212-COVID-19. Por favor, mi gente, please be safe. Let's love one another. Let's look out for each other. Gracias.
Hi, guys. It's moi. Hey. The question of the week is, if Santa had you on the naughty list, what would it be for? Frank.
Oh, man. I've been bad with the mask. Like, I take a walk every day and, like, bikers cough in my face and people give me dirty looks. So I'm trying to, you know, do the right thing this coming year and have one of those nice masks that I could, you know, walk with or run with in the morning.
Good thing you have swine flu.
I like that, like, when people are getting vaccines, that's when Frank is like, I think I might get a mask now.
I'm going to get you an Illuminati mask for Christmas, okay? You'll have, like, one eye over the mouth.
Yo, I really think now is time to get a mask. I don't know. I've been holding off, but I think...
Rachel?
Well, all right, look, there's a couple of things that may send me on this vegan naughty list, but the one thing that's most recent is, just, all right, look, I get it. You're not supposed to take pictures or video at the gym. You're not supposed to take pictures or video at the gym. I understand. But how else am I going to document it for my Instagram story? Okay, and I get it. And look, I'm sorry, lady with the very hairy legs that was in the background of my video last week. I know I violated your privacy. I'm sorry. I think I've done that to a few of these old Jewish ladies that I work out with at the Y, and I might get sent on the naughty list.
You should get a sketch artist, hire one so they can just draw.
Sketch my get in trouble. Body as I get more tone and physically fit.
Yeah, it's art.
All right, if you're out there willing to do that, to join me at the Y and see me through my workout and sketch me, kind of like Titanic, I'll wear like, a rose like medallion.
The Loca Lisa instead of the Mona Lisa.
Yes! Oh my God, I have nothing to say after that. Nothing. Jamie, you go.
I've been walking around sans clothes a lot in my apartment, and I'm walking around open windows, and I don't care who sees me, you know, butt naked or buck naked. I don't know what people say, butt or buck.
Well, that's like
either
a small
way.
Sin,
either
man.
Way, it's the same. It's just no clothes. I don't mind stuff just hanging out for everyone to see. So I guess I've been a little bit of a exhibitionist.
Wow.
Okay.
But I'm wearing clothes now. If you're listening to this audio, I am wearing clothes in the Zoom room. So
at least a shirt that we
luckily
need. At least a shirt. Yeah. I mean, I'll leave it a mystery. What's underneath or what's not underneath. But Mike, you as coming back for this very special episode, do you want to end this question?
Yeah. So 2020 has been kind of rough. So I have to say that I've been naughty. I've been uploading some Pornhub, some footage. And luckily they deleted it, but I was making extra money putting up some videos on Pornhub. So that made me
pulling up some videos or pulling out some videos?
Both.
Okay.
Both.
Were they like solo videos or were you with someone in these videos?
Mannequins.
Holy shit.
Okay. Should we just go to the show?
Yeah, no, I think this was a mistake.
It's the Latinos Out Loud podcast.
I have to say one thing. Frank, back in the day when you used to go to pop, it was good. But since then, there's so many shootings and firecrackers near my house. I get PTSD listening to you right now, bro. For real.
Sorry, man.
Frank was like a Nostradamus with that. Like he predicted all the fireworks that were gonna putting out in the streets during the summertime.
Okay.
I heard one. I still hear random ones. I heard one last week and I started getting scared because I'm like, is it the beginning of a bunch of them? But it was just like one solitary firecracker noise. So it's weird. I don't know what's going on.
Getting rid of it. They're like, oh shit, I got one more. Let me go out there.
Or maybe it was like remnant from, the summer. Like it just exploded just now. Like the wind blew in the right direction and it popped, But however that happened, what just happened is you tuned into the Latinos Out Loud podcast. That's right. You listener. We are calling you out. Thank you so much. Hi, some identification, please. My name is Rachel La Loca. Okay.
My name is Jay Da Ferns.
And Frank Spiracy Nibs.
Hi, I'm Juan Bago.
Nigga, we've been.
The band's back together, y'all. The band's back together. How does it feel, guys?
I listened to every episode. I was giving Frank props. His interviewing skills have improved very much. I mean, it's like really on point. Aww. It's a little aggressive. I feel like you're cornering the guest, but it works, yo.
Can you elaborate on that? How is it aggressive? Like, give us an example.
So it'd be like, so Jesse, you did like a movie in the 90s, early 90s. I remember that. I watched it. So like, you tell me something like that.
No, he gets even more personal. He'll be like, yo, so how many kids you have, yo? Like, because I remember, like, when we met, like, you had, like, 3 kids. And then now I think you got, like, 6 kids.
It's that?
And then Frank will throw in the... And Rachel don't like you, by the way.
Oh, yeah. Is that or George Washington? He always has to bring back his high school. Full circle.
Oh, no. It always has to be, like, I know someone you know. And what's the connection there? But it's usually, like, a shady connection, you know?
Yeah. It yo, you used to cop on 145, right? Yeah, I knew the dealer.
I know the Nemo guy. You know the Nemo guy. That's my cousin. Yes.
but you were like, your cousin like was the guy who shot up at that bank in like 94, right?
Yo, what was that gang that you were a part of? Damn, man, I remember that shit. What was that, yo?
Son, how many photos of protection you got against you now, son?
Oh, man.
Yo, but I saw you with a Trump hat. Yeah, so you were supporting Trump somewhere and shit. You're one of the Proud Boys, the Latino. You were in the Latino Proud Boys right now and shit. Like,
so you retired from porn, right? You're not doing that anymore. You're not, that's not you no more, right?
Do a show or no?
Oh, this is good.
Yeah, shit.
So nah, we should play the Welcome Back Cotter theme right now.
I know.
Because Bago's back. Kind of looks the same. You haven't changed. I don't think you've aged.
Nah, I haven't. I've been the same weight.
The camera. Come closer. Huh? Come closer to the come closer to the camera so we can see you. Does he look different?
He's using, I think, like a Zoom filter, though.
Yeah, he's has a filter.
I don't even know how to use Zoom. Hey, guys, you saw I logged into Sophia's thing. So I'm not even, I don't even have Zoom on my computer. So I don't know how that. Frank knows more about Zoom than I do.
Well, speaking of Sophia, something changed in the relationship.
Yes. She now has a full-blown mustache because of quarantine.
Oh, shit. Whoa.
That is terrible to say about your
fiance. I was like, yo, I got to marry her. She got a mustache. I'm marrying her.
That is true.
I
give you props. That's magic right there. If he accepts you and your mustache, then...
Yo, Frank, let me tell you, Frank, back in the day, like early 2000s, he had a theory about women with mustaches. Like he would have like a TED talk about that shit.
What?
Yo, women with mustaches, yo, let me tell you, yo. Oof.
Wait, positive or negative? That's
positive.
Oh, man.
Yo, Frank, elaborate, please. You can't just leave it there.
Frank, I let you have the floor. You know, you're the one that preached about women with mustaches.
I mean, you know, all types of women. You have some women that are hairy, you know. They come with a different, you know, sexual, you know, appetite and so on and so forth. So hairy women, you know, some guys are attracted to hairy women, you know?
Yeah.
Okay. wow. So like hair in weird places or just hair period? Or
what do you consider weird? I mean, you know, is it lower back, upper shoulder?
I was never a fan of, you know, I'm not trying to diss these women that do. I'm just saying as a youngin', I was never a fan of girls with hairy arms.
Oh. Uh-huh.
There would be girls in my school that I would be like, oh man, this girl is beautiful face wise, body wise, but I can't get over the hairy arms. And it was just a thing of mine. And I've tried to steer away from that in my in my romantic life. So I've never had a problem with someone that was actually with, but just from afar. But again, I have nothing against that. It's just a personal pet peeve, you know?
Yo, Frank, remember, I think you remember my sister Miguelina had a best friend. I'm not mentioning her name. And yo, she had a mustache, like full blown, like for real, real. Like you can see it from across the street. And I always tell my sister, like, yo, if she got rid of the mustache, man, you know, I'll go on a date.
I could make a prom queen.
I shit you not. Next time I saw her, she had no mustache, but she was already pregnant, yo.
Oh.
So I missed the boat.
Literally, I thought that was one of your fetishes too.
there must have been like
front that stopped you. You were like, oh,
that's real thing.
Yo, there must have been like three dudes waiting, like, oh, yo, she waxed it, yeah, son. Oh, that's me right there.
When she cocked the nair, called his homeboy, was like, yo. Fat ass, yes, son. She just bought nair for her face. So I'll call you back. And that's the chain started, and then that was it. They were waiting for her outside her building, and the winner got her pregnant.
Yo, Ma, you didn't deliver. You didn't order pizza, but I got some pizza right here. You want some pizza, Mama?
Oh, you got pizza?
Man,
you're gonna come out with a hairy daughter too. So
that's
the risk.
That's true.
Good
point. Oh, the whole cycle is gonna happen all over again.
Whole cycle there, yeah. Mm. So yeah, I got engaged.
Congratulations! Let's get some air horns for this man.
Yeah, we gotta use our imagination.
We have an editor who's really good, so I'm sure she's gonna find the best fucking air horn for your news. Okay.
Okay, got it. So I got engaged, and then a week later, I got the COVID-19. That was my gift.
Whoa. Wow.
So I was like, yeah, and then boom, I got it. So that was a whirlwind of a few weeks. But that's 2020 for you, right?
Wow.
Engage and then get COVID. So two things that Frank doesn't believe in, right? Engagement and COVID-19.
Yo, those are myths.
Bago, you know me very well, sir.
Just like a dude, when it's time to have the celebration and tell everybody what's happening, you got to go and get sick. Got it.
Yo, I was locked in a room for 10 days, yo. That shit was crazy, yo. because Sophie didn't get it. So I had to like stay away from her, but I had to be there for 10 days in the room. Like that shit was like it was crazy.
It was like, scary, right? I mean, I was texting you like, yo, every day, like, yo, I hope nothing's, you never know if it's going to turn for the worse, right? And you were like, I feel better. But then you're hoping that it's not like, yo, today I feel worse, you know? And then I'd be like, oh shit. But
the thing is
you gradually were like, you were like, I felt bad this weekend, but now I'm feeling a little bit, it got better. Yeah. Gradually.
But I do think now, like I read some articles, but I feel like I still have like a little bit of like, not COVID obviously, but I'm feeling some symptoms of still having it. Like I'm still haven't been 100%.
We just still been like urinating on yourself.
Yeah, oh, yeah. That was prior. That was a precondition. So like, but no, I still have problems sleeping and stuff. So it's been kind of interesting with the COVID. But grateful that I didn't have any precondition. I just couldn't smell. I couldn't taste. Aches, headaches. You know, but it was rough. It was rough for a while. So it's mentally too. It's mental too.
Do you have any tips for anybody, you know, God, you know, we don't want any of our viewers to experience that or any of their loved ones. But if someone does happen to get it, do you have any tips for someone who's had
it? Yeah. Drink a lot of water. Don't lay down. My sister's husband works for the EMS and he said that you need to make sure it doesn't go down to your lungs. So if you feel like you're having it in the beginning, stay up. Sleep up front, just let it just be in this area here.
Wait, sleep standing up like a vampire?
That too. That will definitely
be interesting.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you want to sleep standing up, I don't recommend it. But if you want to, then that'll help out a lot. But no, like elevated, stay a little active. It's a mental thing too. So
the most important question though out of the COVID thing was and I was asking you this when you had it. I was like, how are you going to announce it on social media?
Yes. I remember you were asking me
this
that.
This is more important than anything else, right? This is more important than if you even survived it, right? We wanted to know how are you going to announce it in social media? And so what did you do? How did you decide that?
Well, you know, what's so funny is that a lot of people, so I put it on Instagram story, like a real quick thing, because I just wanted to make sure and give people awareness that it's real. But I got a lot of people hitting me up privately saying that they had it. So there was a lot of people that were having it at the same time or just finished. But it's funny because people sometimes don't read it and they think that I had it. I was like, no, I just finished not having it. So, but yeah, I just put a quick post and it was cool. A lot of people, you know, hit me up, but there were people that did have it and had it even before, you know, we knew it was COVID-19 too. You know, they had it in January, December. So it's very interesting that a lot more people have it. They didn't post it in social media. Mm-hmm. So
those 10 days, what would you do? Like, I know you were locked in by yourself. What do you do? Work out, read?
Much fatigue. I had no energy. Like there was just absolutely no energy. You're so extremely tired. I downloaded the Monopoly app. And so even though I wasn't with Sophie in the other room, we were, you know, we would play Monopoly. I couldn't binge. I didn't have the energy. I was just listening to a lot of podcasts, just audio stuff and just resting for a good portion of it because it was just tired. I was really, really tired. I didn't even have the attention span. You get this cloudy feeling. So right. It was tough. So
it's cloudy throughout. Like, was it consistently cloudy?
Yeah, it's hard to concentrate. It's just you just feel, and then you lose a sense of time and everything. So even though I got lucky that I wasn't hospitalized or any of that, you do get hit. It hits you. It's not a flu or anything like that. It really gets you. And after having it for 4, 5, 6, 7 days, it takes a toll again, especially if you're isolating yourself. Because you're literally, if I was living by myself, it would be a little bit different. But because I was with Sophie, I had to respect her space and I didn't want to give it to her. So I had to be in the room. And you go a little stir crazy.
Now that you've had it, like, do you feel a little bit more like going out as far as that? Do you feel like, I don't think I'm getting it anytime soon because I just had it. Do you feel a little bit more, less paranoid? In the streets?
Yeah, but you could still, but you know what it is. You want to get in good habits because I don't know the day that I don't have it. You don't have the, I forgot what it is, the antibodies. I don't know when that day is, you know, and you don't want to get comfortable. You still want to have good habits. I feel like I kind of know where I got it. I have an assumption, but you never know. It's not 100%. But either way, you don't want to get sloppy because you can get it twice. I know a couple people that have.
Wait, you hanging out with Frank? Maybe that's how you got it. He doesn't wear a mask, he says.
Frank is immune. That's the thing about these guys. Frank, I told you, he had the swine flu, so he's been good since then. So,
all right. So, look, we're happy that, obviously, we're happy that you're safe and you got through it. But before, let's go back to the romantic
part. Wait, I have one more question about Cole.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I just want to know for you and for those of us that know this circumstance, what was it like to not be able to smell your own farts?
You know, I didn't know we were going to go that lowbrow, but now that you've opened up the floor for it, you know, I can't lie. Like that first time that I was able to smell my fart after about 10 to 12 days, I had a tear. Right?
Like I knew it. Like, I knew you were going
to
say it.
Because you know, like sometimes when you let one out, you know it's a good one. And not to smell it was really just, it's like having O'Doul's or, you know, decaf coffee. You know, it's just, it was really not rewarding.
Like pizza.
Yeah. So when I was able to smell it, it was a really good milestone for me to smell my fart. So
now the person that's going to be smelling your farts for the rest of your life, of each other's lives, yes, Sophie, I want to know how that all happened. How did you pop the question?
So we know that's very difficult to go out or, you know, it was getting colder. I proposed on her birthday. And it was getting colder. And again, with COVID, it's hard to go to like places. So I try to figure a way to distract her. So I figured if I can get her distracted for 35 to 45 seconds, I can do a swift little move and get on my knee and propose. So I asked for a little favor from our guest of the Latinos Out Loud podcast, Lin-Manuel Miranda.
Whoa, name drop. Name drop.
You just drop that name. You let it simmer. Let that shit simmer real quick. Simmer.
So I was like, because I told Jamie too. I was like, Jamie, what do you think? So I was like, look, dude, you know, I just need her to be distracted. If she can be consumed on the screen for a little bit, then I can get her to not notice. And he was, you know, Lin at the time was directing Tick Tick Boom. So he was having 13, 14 hour days. He was like, fine, go ahead, just send it to me. One take, Jay-Z'd it. I had it. I was super duper nervous. And then I was in the Uber and I had to like not randomly be like, hey, I have something for you, but then not like set the alarm. So I was like, look, I know it's whatever, but I wanted to show a video of how you what you mean to me, and it's your birthday. And we got out the car and shout out to Dottie. Who she and her boyfriend was at the spot that we were gonna go to. They planted. It was kind of, I think Sophie kind of one second was like, wait a minute, what's going on a little bit here? She watched the video. The video ends like with Lin be like, turn around, boggles around. And there I was, I you know, did it. And she said, maybe. And then we ate. And then she said, okay, I made the decision. She said, yes.
Oh, good.
Amazing.
Wow. Yeah, so nerve-wracking. I did not sleep for like 3 days, 4 days.
Wait, can you ask Lin's dad if he could do one for me when I
Lin thing is,
oh, we can talk about this?
Jamie.
You're more of a David Diggs type of guy. I can, yeah. I'll hit up David Diggs. Maybe he could do it.
Okay. All right. I just need something. I'll go to Cameo. I'll buy a Cameo from someone.
Can we play an excerpt from it? Like just a quick excerpt?
I don't have the license of it. It's actually being used. It's going to be part of a movie about my life. So I'm licensing it.
Oh, ooh. It's just less than 8 seconds. Come on. I'm just.
Wow. Kidding. This is like amazing. It's like a movie.
Yeah. Ooh,
that's Frank, actually... get married, bro.
Wow.
Frank, get married, man. I miss married Frank, yo.
Yo, it's two totally different Franks. You know that, Bob.
I love married Frank.
That was the old me. That was the blue pill me. Sorry.
That's true.
I done did it, guys. This is the red pill Frank.
Why do you like married Frank?
Because like the material that comes out when he's like a little annoyed or he has like that little chip on his shoulder is just like Al Bundy, but Dominican style. It's just great. It's great. I mean, oh, you think I'm stupid? All of that came out of that. That was like my birthday. We were all together and I'm like, Frank, what's wrong? Man, yo, let me tell you right now, yo. Oh, man, let me tell you. She did. Oh, duh. He's like, yes, Frank, keep talking. Keep talking, Frank.
Oh, Nuka, you think I'm stupid? You think I'm stupid? Like, I remember that conversation so well because I was so fascinated because I'm like, that one phrase culminates and encapsulates what we feel sometimes as women. Like, oh, you think I'm stupid? Like, it's just such a, it's so broad. It's so great.
You know, I was told Bago, man, back then we were doing our thing, man. I was always in a relationship and Bago wasn't. So I always was dropping gems on him. You know, I used to come out of events. I was getting in trouble with my girl and it was crazy. It was like, but we were working. I used to tell him all my stories. So he picked up a lot of gems along the way, I'm sure.
He did. No, it was really good. Thank you. Appreciate it. It's right here, Frank. It's right here, yo.
And now the ring's on the other finger.
Huh?
There you go.
Like the deep. Shoes on the other foot. But
oh, no. Yeah.
Well done. Well played.
Is that where you say, Jamie?
Yeah. It wasn't really. It was
a little delayed.
Thing,
I got it.
There
was still comedy in it, though, and it was still genius.
Yeah. Okay. So that's that, guys. And now it's time for the Pachincha Bites.
I've been waiting all day. I've been waiting all night. I've been waiting all day. Pachincha Bites. I've been waiting all day. I've been waiting all night. I've been waiting all day. Pachincha Bites.
What's up, y'all?
Hey, man. What's up, brother?
What's up, everybody?
Good, man. How you doing?
What's up, bro?
Yeah, I mean before I saw the bites, have you been seeing all these politicians getting their vaccines? Pretty much all these old ass white guys who were like, "This is just the flu. Let us live our lives and do whatever we want." They're the first ones getting that fucking vaccine, man. It ain't right.
It only took one day. It only took one day for somebody. And I think probably, Frank, you already saw it, where they zoomed in the needle. They're like, look at this, man. Ain't nothing even in the vaccine, bro.
Have you seen that?
Yo, and then Marco Rubio, he ain't even, some of these politicians, they're claiming they get to get it because they claim they're essential workers. Marco Rubio ain't essential to anything.
Yo.
And this dude was like, man, he was closing his eyes like he couldn't, like a little, like he couldn't take the pain. I'm like, come on, man.
Oh, man.
So that just got me angry. That was just like an angry, the initial just seeing these, a lot of these people who played it down are the first ones to get, you know, basically.
Wow, you're getting political. I never seen this time.
Yeah.
It's not even political. It's just like real shit. Like, yo, really? This is like common sense shit. Like some of these politicians shouldn't be ahead of, you know, older people, senior citizens, people with pre-existing conditions.
But let me ask you a question. You don't think the politicians should be the first ones to take it since they're asking everyone to take it? They should try it on them first.
But that's kind of, you see, that's the brainwash that they're putting. The people that don't want to take it are, sorry, Frank, conspiracy theorists, right?
I haven't said anything.
That think that people, you know, there's like somebody wants you to take it and it's going to mind control you. Or right. Whatever, right? But the people that are, you know, if you're listening to medical experts, they're saying you can take it. And so, but the politicians are saying, I'm gonna take it first, make sure everything's fine. But really they're taking, it's more like they're ahead of everybody else that actually needs it more than them. Well, I don't think so.
There was some sort of congressional mandate that gave the members of Congress the right to have access. And if you go to Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez's Instagram, she documents the whole thing where she gets vaccinated. So she's also an advocate. And I was really fascinated by her, like minute by minute, you know, and I feel like in a way she also feels that maybe she and other young members are not so deserving of this vaccine before some of the others. But is that what this society has come to? Who gets it first? Is that,
well, my anger was more for the people that actually played it down getting it, and they just get it because by default they're politicians who are considered you know, essentially.
Listen, my thing is
that just to me is like a two-faced kind of thing, you know.
They should have not gotten until they passed the bill. It took them 9 months to get a second one, and here they are getting injected. You're like, you can't get that vaccine until you pass the bill so everyone can get money.
And yeah, and they passed the bill that was like essentially half of what they were initially they wanted to pass, at least in the Democratic side. It, now we ended up with 600, and it was
a Starbucks card.
Right. And again, you know, you got Mitch McConnell, who's a huge part of, like, you know, regular folk not getting that for a long time. He got his needle in his arm, so he's safe to just be a miserable person, you know, walking the streets. But you were talking about AOC, like one of the people in her, like her squad, was not criticizing her specifically, but saying she's not going to get the vaccine, even though she's a politician, because she feels people her age shouldn't be. So
what's her name?
That's more difficult. Yeah.
What's her name?
Oh,
I like her already. I love her already. I don't even know her name. I love her.
Her name is Nancy Pelosi.
Oh, she's not getting it either?
No, it's part of her squad. One of the young diverse women that's part of her squad. I'm forgetting what her name is.
Okay, but, I respect that.
Saying she's not going to take it, you know, and some politicians are saying they're not going to take it because they don't feel they are in the group that should be taking it ahead of other people. But again, that's a whole different discussion. I just don't like the Rubios and the Ted Cruzes of the world.
Right.
But anyway, speaking
part of
COVID,
the Bojica Bites,
this is going to cut down a lot of the Bojica Bites, but I feel like we had to talk about it. So, it does lead to the first and probably only bochincher bite that I'm going to do now. When Tom Cruise was bugging out.
Oh, man, I saw that.
Went off. I don't know if you heard the audio, but he went off on a tirade, and it was directed at the crew of the latest Mission Impossible movie, because he thought that they weren't following social distancing protocols. Mm. And so he went off on
that. Can we play it?
Yeah. I want to hear that shit.
So we're going to have Genesis play a little bit of it.
I'm on the phone with every studio at night. Insurance companies. Producers. And they're looking at us and using us to make their movies. We are creating thousands of jobs, you. I don't ever want to see it again. Ever. And if you don't do it, you're fired. And I see you do it again, you're gone. And anyone on this crew does it. That's it. And you too. And you too. And you. Don't you ever do it again.
Wow. That was crazy.
So, okay.
Wow.
Basically, this sounds like him doing a lot of
bugging.
He says the N-word too.
Tom Cruise, control yourself.
Hey, Joe.
Sorry.
No, I think one of the guys sounded kind of urban. Like, he was like, yeah, all right. Yeah, yeah, you're right. So I guess he was giving them the Minority Report. Tom Cruise movie. But I mean, I don't know what is, you know.
Jamie, I have a question for you. Yeah, remember the last time, like the crazy with Batman? Who was the guy that went off a few years ago?
Christian Bale.
Which one was worse if you had to compare the Christian Bale one or the Tom Cruise?
Well, Christian Bale's one was just, it seemed like he was in a bad mood that day and
because it was like a keto diet.
Yeah, like it seemed like you just got him on the wrong day and he just snapped. Mm. Tom Cruise sounded like he legitimately is, you know, doesn't want to lose money on this movie. I think it was less about like people's safety and more about like, we are not putting this Mission Impossible movie, like we're not taking another 3 week a month break from this. We got to get this movie done. So,
yo, Scientology is expensive, bro.
I was going to say that, man.
You know, because it went from Mission Impossible. He doesn't want it to be a masking impossible. You know what I'm saying? I don't know.
Yeah, that was a good one, bro.
That was a forced one, but
yeah. You get my point? I don't think the listeners notice. When I hear you do them, they don't seem forced. It was good. It was good.
Just rewind 15 seconds now.
Look, he's just looking for a few good masks. You know what I'm saying? And I think that I think that he was getting his point across. It was just a little bit heavy-handed because obviously you're a member of a crew, you're probably getting, you know, I don't know what they get. They don't probably make that much money in the long run. Mm-hmm. And they're getting chewed up by a fucking billionaire. He's making $20 million for this movie. There's a way to speak to people. And I think people are congratulating him on like, they're like, wow, I think Tom Cruise is right. He's right that he should. But the way he goes about it is very like, I'm so like above you and tight. It's just like,
really?
Yeah, I don't know. Some people still think that his tirade is heroic, right? And I do agree with him. He should get pissed, but he just went on such a big, like, I feel like he knew he was going to get, someone was going to record it and post it up.
Mm.
He went full Hollywood monologue style. Like, are you kidding me?
I have a question though.
Yeah.
I have a question. So being on set with like the Bago No videos and Heights Entertainment videos with Frank, he's done that a lot. My question to you is, was that the third time that he gave him a warning, or was the first time he gave a warning? Because it's a big difference. If he already gave them a warning like 2-3 times, he lost it. He had no more patience.
So you're saying if he had a couple like, guys, come on.
Yeah.
He did that. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think if this was like his third or fourth attempt, but if this is his first attempt, it's like, dude, like, you know, but don't get me, you know, working in film is a risky business.
Oh, you know? God.
But
wait, wasn't that one of his movies? That was one of his movies.
Wait,
so you tagged the movie title with this. This is good. You're
that
good.
That's what I've been doing. What are you doing? I've been doing this.
The
whole
time to write thing. This.
You know, he was in a movie called Eyes Wide Shut, but right now he wants Mouths Wide Shut. You know?
Oh.
One more.
It's like two more. What do you just say? Amen.
Listen, well, you can't see it.
I didn't expect that from him, but I guess he has a night and day type of personality.
All right. Oh,
okay.
All right.
That was a movie called Night and Day.
All right.
Not a well-known movie, but it exists. But either way, look, I mean, I think he's right. Just, you know, anger management a little bit, you know? I thought Scientologists were all about, you know,
being
relaxed and non-stress. Right. They in Scientology, they ask you to take a stress test.
That's true.
I think he would have failed one.
That's
one
true.
That day, but look, moral of the story is, hey man, we still got to keep our masks on, and except Frank. Frank's cool. Frank can walk the streets because he's immune.
Yes,
Frank is immune. But everybody, keep your mask on. Have a safe and happy holiday season from the teacher. Right.
And then I think it's my favorite segment, the Finkspiracy News.
Live from La Gran Manzana, it's Frank Spiracy News with Frank Nibs.
Hello, Bago!
We're here too, so hi. Hi, Frank.
Hi, Frank.
Hey, Mike, how you doing?
I'm good.
Guys, this is amazing. Like, I didn't know beforehand that Mike was going to be here. And like I said in the 100th episode, as Elon Musk said, in this world, there are no coincidences.
Yes. So, Frank, real quick, I just want to get some things off my chest.
Because man.
Okay, the hijack.
Of course. I'm only going to be on once every 100, so I might as well,
Feel like we're going to rethink those numbers.
So, Frank, I'm a huge fan. Like, you know it. But I'm a little disturbed because a few weeks ago you claimed that I spoke to your mother.
Mm-hmm.
I called your mother earlier today and I put her on the phone and I recorded the interview.
No.
Yeah, hold on.
Exclusive.
Hello.
Hi. Am I speaking to Mrs. Nibs?
Who's this?
This is Michael.
Oh, Michael. Okay, Michael.
I'm a friend of Frank. I'm calling you because a couple of weeks ago I was listening to our podcast, and Frank said that you and me were talking on the phone, but I don't remember talking to him. Did we talk?
You and me?
No, yeah.
I don't talk to you. You don't talk to me. I don't talk to you. I don't call you. You don't call me.
Okay. No. That's awesome. I just wanted to, because it's been a crazy year, and I just wanted to be on the same page. Thank you so much. Sorry for bothering.
Listen, Michael.
Yes.
Michael.
Yes.
Speaking of crazy, I need to talk to you about my Frankie.
Okay.
He's going crazy. He's going crazy. This morning, he's talking about some aquarium, or some aquarium, something como, yo no sé. Estaba todo loco ahí. He said he's superhero now. Oh. And he put on a cape, he took off all his clothes. All of it. He took it. He was naked. And he's then he naked. Went to the window. Sí, como yo lo traje al mundo, así. And then he went to the window and he said, this is for the conspiracy news. Yo no sé lo que es eso, pero lo dijo Joseaba, así. I remember it like that. And then he jumped out the window. It's the window with the fire escape, right?
So I just wanted to let the listeners know that Frank, you need to talk to your mom. She's a little concerned.
Oh, man, that was hilarious.
Oh, wow. My God.
Holy shit.
Exclusive.
Exclusive.
Why do you go to extremes?
Because it's bothering me. I mean, I get it, Frank. There's a lot of pressure, but I think, you know, the pressure of doing the fake news and stuff, you know, could put a toll on you. And I care about the art, but it's just a little bothering. So I wanted to get straight to the source because I know your mom's amazing and everything. So, you know, when you get the opportunity after the show, you should talk to your mom.
I will. She's a little concerned. I mean, you know, with the year ending the way it is, 2020, like, she's my, you know, I go back and forth with her. She's an OG, you know, she's a wizard. So she be going back and forth for me, and it's been a crazy year. But going back to the news, man, it's weird that you're here, and I'm here to talk about it's about the monoliths, bro. That what a coincidence.
Mm-hmm.
Right? What a coincidence. Like, this is no bullshit, guys. This is for real, real. And these monoliths, all right, a lot of them have shown up around the world. To date right now, there's been 87 that have been documented that have been coming up around the world. And Jamie, I know you sent me the people that took responsibility for the one in Utah. And it seems very, very credible, but 87 have shown up, bro, around the world since then. Is this like, what the fuck? Like, what the hell's going on? Rachel, you know about PR. What's this going on? Like, does this news just get around the world just like that? Is this like a Banksy guy or an artist that's just like popping them up? They were saying that this would cost millions of dollars just to pop these up all over the world. Like, this shit is for real, real.
I don't know, Frank. How come all the pyramids look alike around the planet? You know, like, were they communicating? I mean, that was PR before telephones, before lines. I know. You're asking me that question? I have no answer.
But it's really bugged out because this is like something that's popped up like in the last, I would say, month, Bago.
Mm-hmm. It's kind of scary.
And this is from the movie A Space Odyssey 2001. This is like the first time that people got exposed to this monolith in a movie. And this was a movie by Stanley Kubrick. Stanley Kubrick is probably arguably like one of the best cinematographers of the world. The director of the fake moon landing. He did, coincidentally, Eyes Wide Shut. He did The Shining, Clockwork Orange, Full Metal Jacket. This guy's like, you know, top notch. And he did this movie, and there's something very telling about this monolith in his movie. It's about, you know, evolution and man and
2001.
Technology.
There's 2001 with all the...
2001, yeah. This movie came out in the 70s, I believe. I don't know exactly what year. But it's the monolith and evolution and man and technology and what perhaps we're going through in the year 2021, guys. So this is like really, really, really big.
They,
you know,
there's a new one that popped up in... Massachusetts City, and this time it had a crop circle around it.
What? Two freaky things at once. Shit, this sounds like high school.
Was literally a day ago, right? There's one that popped up outside a bar in Florida. I don't know now, because are these copycat monoliths or is this some real unexplainable shit, right?
Jamie, I got something for you. They're saying that they're putting these monoliths on like land, like the energy grid in the earth, and they're putting them like almost like a Wi-Fi, okay, all over the earth, okay. And people are like, yo, locals, they're like in Romania, they're like Christians, they started putting like a cross going across because people are getting freaked out, and they're almost putting like a they're just putting a log and making it look like a cross. And guys, this gets like really, really deep. Like, you know, people are saying that these monoliths, they're like, it's. I mean, we were speaking about earlier about the mutation of the COVID, right? In Europe, and people saying that they're using the monoliths to really spread that, okay? And I found something very, very telling, all right? If you take the year, the movie Space Odyssey, 2001, If you take the year 2020 and you take that away, what does it come out to?
19.
COVID-19, guys.
Oh, yeah.
We're all bad.
Hello.
What are you doing to us?
Guys, you know, look.
Monoliths, see, the thing is, monoliths are such a random thing to pop up. Right. You know? If this was like random porta potties popping up, then it'd be like, yeah, okay.
And it's so nice. This is like the last thing, like the most craziest shit that's happened this year. So, you know, and I'm going to excuse a lot of people hit me up on the side talking about the great conjunction that I threw a lot of numbers. So this time I just threw one at you guys. And it's very telling, guys. So maybe these
monoliths. When is there going to be a monolith in the Heights?
There is one. And
they're gonna steal it. What are you talking
about? Wait a minute.
They're gonna find a way to steal it, and it's gonna be stolen.
No, so there is one. Mike,
people aren't stupid.
Mike, when we did a JBNO with the election one, that's a monolith, pretty much.
What?
Yes, they're putting in energy grids around the world.
So this is like 6G? Is this 6G?
Right, maybe or even 7, maybe, you don't know. 7G, they tell us 6, but they may be up to 8 or 9. We just don't
know. Me, since you don't have an iPhone, you're gonna have to wait like 15 years to actually use the 6G.
What do you want, 2G? Now,
what are you talking about? I'm a 5G.
He has an Android. You're
right. Get
6G is bad for you. 6G could get you like you're fucking up your brain or something.
Exactly. Is that a monolith? Yo, wait, guys, they're installing a monolith outside. Hold on, I'll be right back.
Hold on.
Yeah, and Apple's building it. Isn't that like the Apple
delivery?
So Frank, what is your final what is your final guess as to who's responsible for all these monoliths?
The Grays.
Oh, that's a great question, Jamie. Thank you so much. I think honestly, these monoliths are really just to really put another layer in our minds. To keep our minds going into the year 2021 and just keep it going. And it's really telling us about the technology between humans. Oh, there we go.
Yeah,
because we're Bill Gates calling me. Guys, we're gonna put in 2021, there's gonna be the transfusion between humans and machines. That's what it's really all about. Ooh. So this monolith is all about that. Like the phones, the wristwatches, the earbuds, everything is connecting. Everything is gonna connect with us, with the humans and the machines. It's gonna be amazing. And guys, by the way, we're entering the age of Aquarius. Okay, that's my
sign. You're an Aquarius.
Yep.
You do fake news because you're an Aquarius. So you're woke. You've seen this.
There you go, Mike. Come on. We've been going out back from what 2000?
Yeah.
2000 or 1999?
No, 2000,
man. So yeah. Come on.
We met at a monolith, and then you were like, "Yo, let's do this."
Here you go. Oh, so, yes. I mean, we saw this, man. You know,
we did.
There's nothing to it, bro.
That's it.
Man. Wow. That's good that your friendship is rock solid.
Whoa! Shit, I gotta go. Y'all can't take it.
Mic drop.
Guys, this is the fake news this week. Thank you very much.
Time, everybody. So, former host, guest of honor, Juan Bago.
Yeah.
Woo. Guys, I just want to congratulate you on a very successful season. I'm very proud. You guys are doing so many ads. It's awesome. It makes, you know, teardrop. So, I knowing that I was going to be a part of the show, I have my own ad. I spoke to Purell. It's Purell. When you feel like you need to use a baby wipe or you need to clean your face, Purell. That's my little thing there.
Your on-air read.
Huh?
That was your on-air read? That was your
I didn't realize.
I mean, this is a Clorox wipes family, though. So
but they're not
just to let you know.
Loro.
Clorox.
Purell's cute, but there's you know, it's like Bloods and Crips, you know?
but at least he kept it clean. Yeah.
Facts.
Oh, shit.
But all power to Purell, you know, they're doing their thing.
I should email them then, right? There was a conflict of interest. My bad. Sorry about that.
It's just
Plan B, Tejin. when you need to spice up your food, some tagine on your food there, guys. That's no conflict of interest. You guys are not doing spices.
Not yet, but we get, we don't do spicy.
So that one can stay.
We get spicy on the podcast, but we don't.
Yeah. True, true. There you go. I can go back to them. I can let them know. But in all seriousness, check me out on Juan Bago on the platforms. And that's it. I don't have anything. Wow. I retired.
Except two endorsement deals with you that you take wherever you go.
Well, the first one was a conflict of interest. But tagine, when you want to spice up your food, you can use tagine.
Tagine. Tagine or tagine? What is it?
Tagine.
Which one is it? Tagine.
Tagine.
My rep is here. So he was watching. So he was just making sure that.
Make sure you're saying right.
Beijing.
Beijing?
Not like Beijing. Beijing. Yes.
Beijing.
Beijing.
All right. Who wants to go next? Unless you want to talk about any other endorsement deals maybe in the making, Bago?
I was rushing. I had like two other ones, but, you know, it was a lot of pressure and I wanted to make sure that it wasn't a conflict of interest. I messed up with the Purell. My bad. You can cut it out.
Hey, it's okay. You got to make your paper. You know what I'm
saying?
No,
of course.
And that. Okay. Anybody else want to do a que lo que here?
I'll do my que lo que. And all right. So first off, much love to our peeps at Hierro.com, the lifestyle and news platform for Latino men. Nice. When this airs, it'll probably be Christmas or a little after Christmas, but if you're still not sure what to get for the members of your familia for the, you know, late Christmas presents, check out Hierro.com, all right? From a game of Loteria to J Balvin Jordans, visit Hierro.com for great last minute gift ideas.
All right.
And follow me, Jay Ferns, Instagram, J_Ferns, Twitter.
I'm sorry, bro. I wasn't able to get you the Jay Ferns on Twitter yet.
That dude ghosted me.
I think he's gonna want money. That's the problem. You're blowing up.
I will cut a check.
What you should do? You should do J_Ferns on Instagram and just match it up that way.
Rachel, you go next.
All right, you guys. Well, it is Nochebuena. And this podcast comes out on the morning of Nochebuena. And for those of you that don't know what Nochebuena is, for us Dominicans, it's Christmas Eve. It's the 24th. I party! Over Zoom. I party over Zoom. Hoy se bebe over Zoom.
Over Zoom.
It's going to be a fun time. The holiday spirit, it's all around us. It's in us. It's certainly excreting from my glands. And I just want to say I'm so happy and honored to be here with you, my brethren, and with the wonderful addition of Juan Bago. It feels so good to have the band back together. And I hope that we can get out of this Zoom bubble and actually see each other one day in 2021. And I also want to shout out all the listeners and say happy holidays, happy Kwanzaa, happy Hanukkah, happy Festivus, happy everything. Merry Christmas. And thank you for giving us the gift of this podcast, because it's as much yours as it is ours. And I know I say that all the time, but without you guys, we wouldn't be here. And if we weren't here, man, I'd be missing out on a ton of joy and happiness every Monday night recording with my friends here. And also feeling the fulfillment is a true gift, the fulfillment that people are listening to us out there and altering their minds, getting happy, you know, laughing with us, enjoying moments with us. It's so special. And I'm sorry if I'm going on a rant right now, but the holiday spirit gets me every time.
Getting a little emotional.
Makes me clamped. It gives me a rock in my throat. Gives me a monolith in my throat.
Oh, wow.
But to talk, what a gift it is to be here and what a gift it is to be heard and listened to. So thank you to everyone. Happy holidays. Follow me at Rachel La Loca, all that stuff. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And by the way, if you don't know what to bring to the dessert table this year for the holidays, then you should be going to angelasbakery.com/loud because we are still offering that holiday bundle from at-home Dominican cake mix bakery, angelasbakery.com. So enjoy that. Enjoy the time with your families virtually. We love you. On that note, we out!